I know many of you thought that God could work no greater miracle than KU football starting off. But we heard about it today. We heard about one of those today in this Gospel of St. Luke, where Jesus has this interaction with Peter, fisherman, and obviously, as we heard, although Peter was catching nothing, Jesus takes him, tells him where to go, and he hauls in such a great quantity of fish that the boats were sinking. But there is more to this story and the way that Luke tells it than just relating to us this miracle. And we can see that from the end of the story. There's two things in today's reading that I want to highlight that go much deeper than just the fact that Jesus worked a miracle and it was recorded. Because we hear in St. John's Gospel that there were many other things that Jesus did, many other miracles that Jesus did that were not recorded. But these that were recorded for a very specific purpose and were told to us in a very specific way that we would be edified and that the story would have meaning beyond just the miracle. So the first thing I want to highlight, and again, we're tipped off at the end, where Jesus tells Peter, from now on you will become a fisher of men. Meaning that he would go out and that he would be catching men, so to speak, men and women, men being all-inclusive of the human race, that he would be bringing them in to this community which Christ founded, which we now call the Christian community. Bishop Basil, with us a couple of weeks ago, mentioned to us in detail this confrontation that Peter and Paul had, that's mentioned in the book of Galatians. And the essence of this conflict was that Peter, for whatever reason, it sounds like when people, certain people came from James, from Jerusalem, James being the apostle located in Jerusalem, when certain people came with James, Peter started to withdraw from the Gentiles, from sitting at the same table, from having fellowship with the Gentiles. And this was a constant issue with Peter early on in his ministry, vacillating back and forth between fully accepting the Gentiles as part of this Christian community, or whether these Gentiles had to effectively become Jews and become circumcised to be part of the community. This was a big question. It was an essential question back in the early Christian community. And so we see what Jesus, in the way that this story is related to us, that Jesus is telling Peter and us something much deeper. Because you see, Peter didn't want to go out far to bring in disciples. When he became a fisher of men, he wanted to stay within that community where he was comfortable. He wanted to stay within the Jewish community, people that he knew, people that he respected. And keep in mind that many of the Jews looked down upon the Gentiles as being lesser, certainly in God's eyes, because they were not the chosen ones, as the Jews saw themselves. And so Peter, again, wanted to stay very close to shore, so to speak. But Jesus ultimately tells Peter, and through Peter, he tells us, go out into the deep. Go out far away. And there you will find a great catch. And we know from the history of the church that's ultimately what happened. That Peter himself, as well as Paul and the other disciples, they went far off to what then they thought was the end of the world. To bring in disciples, to bring in people, to sit at the same table of fellowship with them, even people who before had been their enemies. And ultimately, again, we get back to this central theme that we have throughout Jesus' ministry and throughout the Gospel. That the way to defeat, so to speak, our enemies is not by the way of the sword, it's not through violence, it's to make them our friends. To sit at the same table of fellowship with them, under the one and only God, sitting there in humility, realizing that God is merciful to them just as he is merciful to us. And that was what was so hard for Peter to grasp, that God could just as well call the nations, call the Gentiles, as he could the Jews, and offer them that same mercy. And so this message is applicable to us today, not so much that we ourselves, of course, are Gentiles. So it's not so much that we have to continue calling the Gentiles. Of course, we understand that. But the message to us is that we would reconcile with our enemies. That we would be willing to go off into the deep. That we would chase after people who we may think have no hope of being saved. That we would invite them to our table of fellowship. That we would sit as one with them. You know, this nation, we like our wars. In my lifetime, we've been in lots of different wars. We've been in lots of different countries. Our military, all over the world. And we have to ask ourselves, not our military, ourselves, are we viewing these people as our enemies when we occupy their countries, when we go to war with them? Or do we, as Christians, view them as our brothers and our sisters? Do we view them as people who deserve salvation? Do we take the gospel message to them, or do we only take bombs and threats and weapons? That is how it's applicable to us today, that we must go into the deep. We must reach out to those who we would see as being our enemies, who otherwise we would see as potentially being a little bit below us. And we must offer them the gospel. That's what Jesus is teaching Peter. The second thing that I want to highlight about today's gospel is, you notice how Simon Peter is sometimes called Simon, and sometimes he's called Peter, and sometimes he's called Simon Peter. Why is that? What has happened? Well, Simon was his given name, and we remember that the Lord gave him the name Peter when he made his confession, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." He said, "I will call you Peter," which means the rock. "And on this rock, I will build my church," on this confession of faith. And so we see throughout the gospel, as we saw in today's reading, notice that he's called Simon, Simon, Simon every single time that he's mentioned in today's gospel, except for one time. He's referred to as Simon Peter. And it is when Simon Peter says, "Lord, depart from me, for I am a sinful man." He's called Peter, you'll notice, in the gospel, every time that he does something correct. He's called Peter today, that one time, because what he does correctly is he becomes humble before our Lord. He recognized his sin, just as Peter in real life recognized his sin of not going to the Gentiles and ultimately repented of it. And so the message to us is that we can either be Simon or we can be Peter. If we are to be Peter, if we are to be a rock, it is because we do not put our trust in ourselves, but we put our trust in God. We become humble before Him. We take this attitude that we're not worthy. That's essentially what Peter was saying when he said, "Depart from me. I'm not worthy to be in your presence, for I am a sinful man." Yet still, our loving God and His compassion and His mercy towards us still gives us His presence. He still remained there with Peter. So brothers and sisters, if we are to be a rock in our faith, there is one way to do that, and that is to be humble, to recognize our own shortcomings, and to put our trust in the one and only God who calls us off into the deep, to reconcile.